Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
So good to have you with us live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. I looked up last week. I looked at the calendar, and I looked at the date, and it was like, oh, my gosh, we've got city elections coming. Municipal election, and it's what, April 2nd?
Yes.
April 2nd. And running for Las Vegas mayor is a guy I've been a fan of his for so many years. I love his music. He's Phil Collins, ladies and gentlemen. No, not that Phil Collins, the other Phil Collins. Phil Collins, who you may recall ran for county treasurer in Clark County. He has had a pretty good record of attracting a lot of votes, and he joins us in studio. Phil, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Let me just ask you, and it's the question I always ask people, because I know when you take on something as daunting as running for mayor or county treasurer or some of the other offices, that you make a commitment, you make a life commitment for about 6 months, and it's not easy. I mean, it costs you money, it costs you time away from your family, in some cases it costs you time away from your job. And I want to ask you why you want to run for mayor of Las Vegas and why this is important enough for you to do something like this.
I've heard some people complain about Mayor Goodman, and don't know many people who think she's been doing a good job. And so I thought I wanted to, if I could defeat her. And now, I know campaigning is takes a lot of time and work, but I think it'd be worth it if I can help the city.
I know that you are a guy that obviously can give speeches, but I'm sure you do a lot of listening. What is it you're hearing from people? And I hear it from people from time to time that they don't like the job that Mayor Goodman has done. But she has a lot of support. She has a lot of money behind her, and she has her husband behind her. Do you think you can win? Do you think you can force a runoff?
Yes, I can. Yeah, 8 years ago, she got 61%. 4 years ago, she got 54%. And it went down by 7%. I think it'll probably go down a lot. Almost
another 7%, and you're
yes,
in.
Yes.
Now you are a Republican. Yes. Do you like this idea of nonpartisan elections? Not putting on your campaign literature. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat.
Yes, that's fine with me. If it was partisan, that'd be okay with me too.
I want to ask you, because when you do go out, I know you. And by the way, have you knocked on? Do you knock on doors? Are you a door knocker sort of guy, or what kind of candidate are you?
Yes. When I ran for county treasurer, I went to a lot of houses. I don't know how many, but I walked precincts for the primary and the general election, and I'll do that a lot this time.
I know when you ran for county treasurer in the Republican primary, was that a typo, or did you get 83% of the vote?
I got about 83%. I mean, it's actually 89.2, but
wow,
about 83%.
That's incredible. Tell me what the winning formula was in that primary election.
I went to a lot of meetings of the Clark County Republican Central Committee and gave a couple speeches, and at least 200 people heard me during those events. That I persuaded people to tell a lot of other people about me. And I think I use Facebook, Twitter, and my campaign website well.
That is incredible. 83% in a primary election? That's unbelievable.
I was surprised too.
You were surprised too?
Yeah. I thought I'd win, but I thought it'd be a little closer.
I want to ask you, though, what you're hearing from voters. You get a chance to talk with people. You get a chance to listen. You're a good listener. Tell me what you're hearing from people.
The city spends too much money on things they don't need to. So it should change spending a little. And that's what I want to do. But the city paid a company to help the homeless. Last October, the city paid that company $48,500 to stop working. Well, the article said to exit the contract. I don't think anybody should be paid to not work. I think that was a waste of taxpayer money, and I think that they shouldn't have done that. I mean, use the money for something that helps people, helps the taxpayers more.
Do you think there are other examples? I mean, if you were to do a deep dive into the books of the city of Las Vegas, do you think there are other places where they're spending a similar $48,000 and not getting much bang for the buck?
Yes. I don't know of any other examples right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are a lot of others, so I'm going to look for a lot of other ways to change the budget.
Let me ask you about issues that matter to people. Public safety. Are we doing enough to keep our people safe in the city of Las Vegas?
Probably not, but most of that is responsibility of Metro, which is a county agency.
Well, it's interesting to me. For instance, people talk about the homeless problem, and I got to tell you, I moved to Las Vegas in 2011, and I must tell you, the homeless problem is worse today. And again, for me, it's anecdotal evidence. You see the homeless. They're more visible. They're more vocal in some cases. And I want to ask you, what are we doing as a city about the homeless problem? Do we need to be doing more?
I don't think they're doing much about it because that contract ended last October. Yeah, I think you should do more. And if I win, I want to organize a meeting of homeless and pastors from a lot of churches who say they want to help the poor, and get suggestions from all of them about how the homeless can be helped a lot, like help them get jobs and get homes.
Let me ask you a question, because this goes back to kind of a civics lesson. But is the homeless, is it the job of the city or governmental units to do something about homelessness, or 501c3s, churches, private organizations, foundations? Is this something that is best done outside of government, or does the city have a role to play?
I think most of that should be done by private organizations and charities. But I think the city government should help with it a little. Because it might be a good investment. If there are fewer homeless, then there'll be less trash on the streets that city employees would pick up. And the city would look better and more attractive to tourists, and then they'd spend more money in the city and help businesses.
Phil Collins joining us. He is candidate for mayor of Las Vegas, and he is running as a Republican. I want to ask you, though, about this homeless problem. You think you've got some solutions that make some sense, but you're also smart enough to realize you may not have all the answers. Who are the people you would go to, outside organizations that you would consult with relative to this homeless problem? Would it be churches or what?
Yes. And so my wife is a pastor. She knows a lot of pastors, priests, and Jewish rabbis, and a lot of them would probably give suggestions.
I want to ask you, the homeless, is it a matter of we don't want them to be visible, or is it a matter of we want to provide them with homes? I know there are some communities around the country, they're actually building homes for the homeless. How extreme would you go as mayor of Las Vegas? Would you actually build them facilities to live in, to make them not homeless?
No, I don't think that should be a government responsibility. It's not the city government. I would have encouraged private charities to help do that.
I want to ask you about the city. I know Mayor Goodman says everything is rosy, and that the economy has come back, jobs have come back, and you'd think that everything is rosy. Yet I know a lot of people who are living paycheck to paycheck. Give me your state of the city assessment.
The economy is okay, but I'm surprised anybody would say it's very rosy.
Well, the mayor's message has been, the good times are back, and the jobs are back. People are going back to work. Construction is going on. We got Raider Stadium. We got all these different things that are going on. And are you telling me maybe it's not quite as good as the mayor is portraying it?
Yes. Now, I've seen a lot of businesses, especially on Las Vegas Boulevard, that used to be used as motels, restaurants, or bars, and they've been closed for a long time. Now, if I win, I want to persuade the owners of those places to open them up again, or sell them to people who will open them, because that will provide jobs for a lot of people who want to work there, and those places will have customers who will help the local economy by going to other businesses in the area.
I want to ask you, you watch the media, and you see what Democrats around the country are doing. They're trying to sell us this idea of a Green New Deal that would cost us $32 trillion. It would ground airplanes. It would, it's just draconian. And I wonder, do you worry on a city council, for instance, that has a whole bunch of Democrats? Do you fear that maybe our city is going to go that way, that we're going to have more proposals as we're having in Carson City, all kinds of really radical left-wing proposals? Do you worry that our city is headed in that direction, a socialist kind of government?
No, I don't worry about that. And if any of them tried to propose a bill like that, I'd use Facebook and Twitter and more interviews like this one to persuade hundreds of people to contact their city council member and ask them to vote against those liberal policies.
Wow. Phil Collins, it is great to have you in studio, have you with us. This is going to be a fascinating election. As you say, how many are running? Six? Is it six candidates? How many?
Seven.
Seven candidates, six and yourself, all running. Do you think you can be in a runoff with the mayor?
Yes. Unless I win April.
Just win it outright.
Yes.
I love that.
I think
Phil,
it'll be the top two.
It is great to finally meet you. Thank you so much. I've heard a lot about you. I can't wait to see how this thing comes out. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
That's Phil Collins, a candidate for mayor of Las Vegas, running against Carolyn Goodman and a bunch of others. Seven candidates total. Phil Collins and six more. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
Start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Guess who's here? Yeah, he's here, and he is Jim Yoder, a guy that's been on the air with us from Indian Wells for a long, long time now. But he is moving his sphere of influence. He's still in Indian Wells, but he has just moved a bag company from Kansas City, my old stomping ground, his old stomping ground, to beautiful Las Vegas, and right down the street from my house. Do you realize it's like 3 minutes from my front door?
It's a stone's throw, yes.
It is. I just love it. Now we can start meeting for lunch.
Yes.
Like right down the street from me. Jim Yoder joining us. He is our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, and he joins us in studio. First of all, explain this bag company thing. You own a bag company, and we've advertised you as a small businessman. What is the bag company? Why are you moving it? And I've got about 90 seconds.
I'm moving the bag company to drastically reduce our overhead. We sell bags worldwide. It's a cotton bag company. The technical term is muslin, M-U-S-L-I-N as in Nancy, not to be confused with the other similar sounding name. And we have different sizes all the way from 2 3/4 by 4 up to 16 by 20. We have wine bags. We use them in all types of promotional items. People who are in the jewelry business, the candle business, the wine business, the cannabis industry. We have burlap bags for cannabis as well as the cotton muslin. And so swag bags, people put promotional material in our 8 by 10s, different well-known companies. So we have all different applications, and it's a very popular item.
We'll talk more about that. But we're also going to get to Andrew McCabe. By the way, he's going to be on CNN tonight. Don't know what kind of lies will come out of him. Also, we're going to talk about Jussie Smollett. The Empire producers are cutting him out of all scenes, at least for the time being. Maybe forever. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. That's Jim Yoder. It is live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now, Kevin Wall with you. Jim Yoder in from the Coachella Valley. Our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley where everything is wonderful. We've had nothing but cold weather, rain, even snow in West Summerlin. What do you guys had in Indian Wells?
It has been a brutal winter in Indian Wells, to be honest with you.
That's not what the mayor says. Mayor says the weather in Indian Wells is always wonderful.
Well, it's been a lot. We probably had more rain this year than we've had the last 10 years combined. 60-mile-an-hour winds, rain. It's been a
no
cold,
fun.
Cold as can be. It's getting down in the low 40s or high 30s at night. It's chilly.
Proof, once again, that global warming is real.
Yes. Yes.
God.
We're deniers, you know. We're deniers.
I know. By the way, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. This is where you get a chance to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It may be something we talked about earlier in the show, something we talked about earlier in the week, or maybe, just maybe, something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And if you want to talk about something different than what we've been talking about, that's okay. Jesse Smollett, I just want to ask you where you think this will end, because we've got so many people fascinated by this Jesse Smollett thing, and nobody seems to know where it's going to end.
I think it will end not good for him, but not as bad as it could have been if he were not a liberal. I think it's going to be shown that this was a fabricated incident, which is okay. But if it was a Republican, they would have been shunned, as AKA Roseanne Barr. She just sent one tweet out, and that ruined her her career. But this guy will probably be taken off the show and go by the wayside, but he probably will not be prosecuted or anything like that.
I want to ask you what you think of the drumbeat of the liberal media. I mean, they immediately jumped to his defense. Certainly, this was MAGA, gone haywire. Are you surprised the way the media handled this? I mean, there was a huge rush to judgment. This was the MAGA crowd. It was folks supporting Donald J. Trump, and it was horrible. Are you surprised the media jumped so quickly into this?
Not at all. Look what they did to Brett Kavanaugh to crucify him. The deal with Jesse is that he's one of them. So he's going to be protected as much as he can be. But this isn't just a one-off incident. Look at the UVA rape case, the Duke Lacrosse. I mean, the Tawana Brawley, if you want to go back that far with Al Sharpton. It's always a fabricated case proven at the end. And this is just the last one in the long line of them.
Let's go to Ben. Ben, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Kevin Wall, Jim Yoder, what do you want to talk about today?
I want to comment on this impending comprehensive gun checks that they're pushing through. They keep insisting on inserting this word comprehensive. And if you were to be able to lift this word up, underneath it you would find another word that starts with C, and that, of course, would be confiscation. By using the word comprehensive, that opens it up to anything and everything. They might even want to look at your tax returns. Who knows?
Well, they already want to look at the president's tax returns, and they'll do anything they can. Ben, thank you for the call. This whole notion, of course, here in this state, they just passed, and it was signed by the governor, the comprehensive background check, the universal background check. Are we headed to registration? Or will it go that far? Or will it be selected states, New York, California, they'll go that way, Kansas, Missouri, Texas, just will refuse to deal with it? What happens?
I'm not a gun owner, but I certainly agree with the right to own a gun. I have no problem with that at all. I've thought about, in fact, I looked at guns 3 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, but I think they're coming after your guns. I think there's no doubt about that. It's like every other liberal cause. They get their toe just inside the door a little bit, and then they just go from there. So this is going to be a 6 to 8 year program, but the end game is to take your guns.
Well, and if you notice, the Everytown USA, the Michael Bloombergs, the Tom Steyer, all of these people, they seem to be going after this on a state-by-state basis, and that they're not going to try and do anything federal. They know they can't get it through Congress. They know the NRA will not allow them to. But when somebody like Michael Bloomberg spends $8, $10 million in a state trying to get question one, for instance, through, it tells me that they're going to go state-by-state. Is that your view?
Absolutely. That's their game plan. What I don't understand is how come when one bad actor commits a crime, they go after the good guys with the guns. And my question is, once the good guys don't have any way to protect themselves anymore, what are you going to do? Because the government's always going to have their arms, and the bad guys are going to get them on the black market. So the only people that aren't going to have them are the good guys. And I don't think that's going to end well.
I'm curious, you know, for instance, like Aurora, Illinois, and we find out that the guy lost his license to carry a weapon. The weapon should have been confiscated, but it was not. I'm assuming, because it doesn't bother me, if you had wanted to confiscate that guy's weapon, you had every right to do so. This wasn't mass confiscation, but I want to ask you the question. I mean, even in these cities and states where you got the toughest gun laws, you keep having these incidents.
Well, Illinois does have the toughest in the country, don't they? And he was supposed to turn his gun in. He just didn't show up. So why didn't they go get it? But, yeah, these tough gun laws cities like Chicago, the proof is right there that they don't work. They only work for the bad guys.
You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. I want to ask you about, on another front, the president is still waiting for Robert Mueller to finish up his investigation. You know, now he's battling, I think, 16 states. The latest I heard was 16 states that are suing the president. Do you ever wonder how the president gets up every morning and faces the world, knowing that the world is against him? I mean, the fake news media is against him. Even people in his own party are against him. Do you ever wonder how he gets by?
Hollywood despises him. Academia despises him. They lie about him. I mean, the man is 72 years old and a very successful person. Wouldn't you think he might want to just step back and relax? But he must love the fight because he's going to go for it again in 2 years. And I don't understand it. If I were him at 74 years old, I'd want to just sit back and relax. But he's not made up that way. He just likes that fight.
I'm not a constitutional attorney. I know you got a son who's an attorney, but you're not. Do you have a feel for how this thing ends up? I mean, this whole declaration of a national emergency, is this something that the Supreme Court will deal with? And is the president on any solid legal ground that you know of when it comes to this border wall thing and the national emergency and all of that?
I think he's on very solid ground because wasn't it 1976 that Congress passed the laws that allowed him to declare these emergencies? But nobody had a problem when Obama claimed 13 national emergencies so he could give money to Somalia and Syria and all these other places. But to protect ourselves, that's not considered a national emergency? I don't understand that.
Jim Yoder joining us in studio. He is our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. I'm curious how folks in the Coachella Valley deal with the president. Am I right? It's a pretty red area.
Red area. In fact, last week, Dana Perino spoke right down the street from me. They have a speaker series that they bring people in, and probably 90% of the speakers are conservative. Tucker Carlson comes in, those guys. I'd say 95% of the people that I run across are conservatives. But the ones who are liberal, they're very vocal.
Wow. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. We're going to take a quick break. I owe you a break, and I'm going to get you one here right now. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're talking about the news of the day, but if you want to talk about something different, it's okay. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. In fact, stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
The issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Cassell of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Cassell at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serve its own needs. Dummy serve your own.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us, Kevin Wall with you. Joining us in studio, he just happened to be in town, so we said, well, we'll throw you on. Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Well, this morning we've got another Democrat wannabe. This time the old geezer,
Bernie
Sanders. And I'm just curious. We've got, let's see, we've got... Bernie Sanders, we got Kamala, we've got the gal from Minnesota, Klobuchar, we've got, I'm losing track. I mean, there's so many of them. Does anybody stand out from that group that you've seen so far?
They're all trying to keep up with Bernie. He set the standard, and they're either maintaining that standard or going further left. My question is, who's going to be the first one to drop out? I think it's going to be Kirsten Gillibrand. The media is not giving her much attention at all. I know you say she's a female, so she'll stick around a little longer. It'll be a guy that goes first.
I think in the interest of diversity, the women will do better than the men.
Most likely.
You know, middle-aged white men need not apply. John Delaney. I don't know if you saw John Delaney. He was on last night with Martha McCallum. And he has zero chance.
Zero.
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 I mean, he's a middle-class, middle-aged white male.
I think
that's not what the Democrats are looking for.
I think the DNC is looking at Kamala Harris. I think they're going to push her down our throats. That's where we're going.
Well, and now how far to the left can they reasonably go and be able to run in a general election?
I think they've gone too far now. That's why Joe Biden is going to step in, and he's going to be the reason of the voice of reason here and the middle of the road guy, and he's going to be the one who appeals to the majority of the party. And yet here, our former vice president was over in Germany, I believe, in Europe.
In Munich.
Bad-mouthing the United States, telling those people that the United States is an embarrassment.
But but that's just an extension of Barack Obama.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Exactly. But how – that's just inexcusable that a vice president or a president can go abroad and badmouth the country that they are running like that.
Well, that's the same thing that Barack Obama did.
I know.
He went all around the world and denied American excellence.
And now we have Trump going around the world talking about how great we are, and it's America first, and the people here love it, but they don't want to hear that over there.
No.
But it's the way
no,
it is.
No. Mike Pence did that the other day and got crickets.
Yes.
It was just bizarre. Let me just ask you, though, this whole notion of a Medicare for all, grounding our airplanes, the Green New Deal, we saw it rolled out earlier last week. That can't play in middle America. That can't play in Kansas or Missouri, where you and I grew up, or in Ohio. That can't be a part of the mix.
It can't play in intelligent America. Unfortunately, our school systems have indoctrinated so many morons now. These people believe things that have no basis in fact whatsoever. But this, I'll tell you, this AOC lady, she's scary. I mean, people like her because of her firebrand image, and she goes out there and she's testing the system and pushing the envelope. People like that, even though she has no clue what she's talking about and there's no fact behind anything she says. They like her, and that's a scary person.
And by the way, AOC, for those of you that don't follow cable news, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, thank God she can't run for president yet.
She has to be 35, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got 6 years to wait on that. But
that's two election cycles, three election cycles almost.
I have to think the powers to be, the real powers to be in the Democratic Party, aren't going to put up with her too much. I think they're already trying to find some candidate to primary her out the next time around.
Well, she already cost the people of New York 25,000 new jobs from Amazon.
That translates to about $28 billion.
Those are jobs, by the way, that pay $150,000 or more.
And she doesn't understand the difference between a tax break and cash in the bank. She thinks it's the same thing. So now she thinks there's $3 billion that they had to forego in tax breaks that they can spend on subways and other things she wants to spend it on. The money's not there.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Anderson. Anderson, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. You're on with Kevin and Jim Yoder. Go right ahead.
Jim.
Go ahead. Turn your radio down, please. Okay, let's pot him down. Pot him down. Pot him down. There you go. Okay, we'll see if we can get him to turn off his. In fact, I'll put him on hold right here. Let's go next. Hi, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I think you guys are missing a big part of the when you're talking about gun control, and that is race. You know, that if you look at countries that are majority white, that have either strict gun laws or lax gun laws, like Switzerland, the crime rate is low. But what you have, as far as in Hispanic or African countries, that the gun rate is actually really high, and that's because it's innate in their nature. They are violent by nature.
Well, I don't know that you can make that broad a generalization. I do know that the crime rate in, say, and I've traveled a lot to Switzerland, is extremely low.
So I mean, you're backing up what he just said
there. No, but not as a stereotype.
No. But there's other things that come into play as
Norway,
well.
Norway, I'm betting, has a very low crime rate.
Right. All those Scandinavian countries.
Yeah. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Let's go to Stevens. Stevens, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Three quick sentences and then a quote from a political figure from the past, Vladimir Lenin. He said, the three sentences are, speaking of the Federal Reserve System, it's important to note that it is neither federal nor a reserve. I think a lot of people listening audience would be aware of that. It is a private cartel. As such, it is able to produce fiat currency out of thin air, loan it to the United States Treasury, and collect the interest from taxpayers in the form of income tax. In parentheses, it says 100% of your income tax, folks, goes directly to this subversive cartel.
Well, the Federal Reserve, I'm not an expert, okay? And my eyes kind of glaze over when we start talking about the Federal Reserve. But I'm going to tell you, I think most people, that's true. That they don't get it. They don't get the Federal Reserve. Are you a big Federal Reserve guy? I mean, they don't issue taxes, but they do print money.
They print money. I think the Federal Reserve is really not federal. It's more of a private monetary cartel, and they're very closely tied to the Bank of England. If you look at the history of it, our monetary system is very closely tied to the Bank of England.
Wow.
And it's, if Elizabeth Warren wants to talk about a rigged system, she needs to start looking there.
It's always good having you in town. Again, the name of your new company?
West Coast Bag Company.
And you print bags, manufacture bags?
Manufacture, print, sell wholesale to anyone who's looking to do any promotion or put their products in a bag.
Event planning?
Women's shoes, companies use them. Event planning, anything.
Wow. And you'll have a website that'll be up probably in about a week or so?
Yes, we have a website. Right now it's statelinebag.com. We're rebranding it statelinebag.com now, but it's going to become West Coast Bag Company.
Sounds good. You have a great one. Have a safe trip back to Indian Wells.
I will. Thank you.
And we'll talk with you again in a couple of weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.
There you go. Jim Yoder joining us. Boy, what an amazing show this has been. This has been so incredibly different. Until we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I owned a letting slip, and so I wish that I could stay. Someone to put the lamp away. I look around, a lousy candle's all out. Well, you don't know.
Digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal. And boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016.